It's Thursday, July 6th, AD 2017. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. 200 more Christians were arrested in the latest house-to-house raid conducted by the Eritrean government. Among those arrested were young children and even a baby. The Worldview spoke to Emily Fuentes of Open Doors USA about the persecutions experienced by Christians in Eritrea.
They are truly suffering for Christ, not just martyrs, and although there are martyrs in this nation, but really having to deal with suffering in a way that you and I could never imagine. And so the strength to do so and not recant their faith is, I know, something several Eritrean Christians have asked prayer for.
Eritrea is now rated as the 10th worst country for persecution on the World Watch List. Hebrews 3:14 says, "For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end." British Prime Minister Theresa May is not offering her support for 11-month-old Charlie Gard in the UK. She did say that the hospital that is working to remove him from life support had his, quote, well-being, unquote, in mind. His parents face his removal from life support against their wishes after a European High Court ruled against them. A U.S. hospital has offered to treat Charlie at no cost if he were to be transferred to the States. Please pray for little Charlie and his family during this trying time. The Swedish government is demanding that all ministers of the Church of Sweden must officiate marriages involving unnatural relations, according to the Christian Institute. Prime Minister Stefan Löfven stated, quote, "If you work as a midwife, you must be able to perform abortions. Otherwise, you have to do something else. It is the same for priests who do not want to perform same-sex marriages," unquote. Psalm 94:20 asks, "Can wicked rulers be allied with God, those who frame injustice by statute?" Oregon is the first state in the U.S. to offer more than two gender options on identity documents, including driver's licenses and state ID cards, reports KGW.com. This new gender confusion law went into effect on Monday. Gender options will now include male, female, and X for so-called non-binary or unspecified genders. A top pediatrician is saying the transgender ideology has, quote, infiltrated, unquote, her field as a form of, quote, institutional child abuse, unquote. Dr. Michelle Critella, president of the American College of Pediatricians, spoke out in a recent commentary piece on the Daily Signal. She noted studies showing no one is born, quote, trapped in the body of the wrong sex, unquote, and pointed out dangerous health risks associated with transgender hormonal therapies. Puerto Rico is the first of any U.S. state or territory to declare that homeschooling is a fundamental right, as reported by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. The new legislation was signed into law last month by Governor Ricardo Rosello Nevarez, providing the highest level of constitutional protection for homeschoolers. 3-year-old Martin Chain fell from the 9th floor of a building in Argentina last month. That's over 60 feet. And he survived, recovering in only 20 days, reports CNA. One of the doctors at the Children's Hospital in San Miguel, Argentina, said that only, quote, God's hands, unquote, can explain the miracle. And that's the Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, July 6th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.